Hello.
Hello, am I through to Duncan Thatcher?
Yeah.
Hi, Duncan, it's James calling from MMA Legal. How are you this morning? You okay?
I'm fine.
Good to hear. Just before I continue with the call, I just need to ask you questions for data protection purposes. Could you just confirm for me your date of birth, please?
21-5-58.
Fantastic. And your postal address?
NN16.
Yeah, fantastic. And either your mobile number or email address, please.
It's plackerduncan@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, the calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. So, the call for today, Duncan, is in relation to your witness statement. I'm here to take a detailed statement about your time in Kerr, what happened to you, how it affected you, and what evidence may exist. I'll guide you through the questions in order. Some questions may feel difficult, but you can take a break at any time, either to get yourself a glass of water or even just to gather your thoughts for a few moments. Just make it known on the phone and we can take a break. I may need to bring us back to the timeline if we move too far ahead, so just to make sure that your statement is clear and complete. Okay, just before we do start the witness statement, Duncan, treat it as a questionnaire. So every question that I ask you, just try and stay relevant to the question and answer it to the best of your ability. All the questions will be relevant, and once we've completed the questionnaire, I will draft up your statement in the background, and then what I'll do is I'll send the statement over to you to read over, and then once you agree that it is a statement that has been drafted in your words and you feel like nothing has been missed, you'll just need to sign it back to us and send it over to us. Is that okay?
Yeah, I see.
No problem. Are you comfortable and happy to continue with the witness statement today?
Yeah.
Do you need anyone with you, a break, or any other kind of adjustments?
No, I'll be fine.
Do you understand the purpose of the statement and agree that it may be used for your Scottish redress application and supporting evidence?
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
All right.
So, the first one is just going to your personal background, Duncan, and your entry into Kerr. So if you could just come tell me, where did you grow up and who you lived with before you was in Kerr?
I lived with my mother and father at 70 Bellevue Crescent, Bell South.
Could you spell the address for me, please?
B-E-L-L-S-H. I-L-L.
And that's Bells Hill Avenue.
No.
No.
70 Bellevue.
Ah, Bellevue.
Bell South. Why not Bells Hill?
Bells Hill. No problem. So what was home life like before Kerr? So include any form of family health, education or social work, difficulties that could have been relevant.
You see, I was easily led as a boy, you know.
I'm sorry, say that again, Duncan.
I was easily led as a boy, right? So that made life difficult for my family.
What examples could you give?
It's burning down huts and God knows what, breaking into houses and...
And how would you say your education was like before Kerr?
What was the same level of that?
What was your education life like before Kerr?
It wasn't great, no.
No problem. How did you come to enter Kerr and who made the decision to place you into Kerr and were you told the reasons as to why?
Well, the panel decided My family weren't capable of looking after me.
Did the panel explains give any examples of the reasons of their decision that they believe that your family wasn't capable?
Well, my dad told them, you know what I mean? He couldn't handle me. I don't know what the partner said to that, because I can't remember, you know. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine, don't worry. If it's ever quiet on my end of the mic, Duncan, I'm still here. It's just I'm just
putting
up notes, and I don't want to get anything wrong. I'm trying to be as meticulous as we can for you. The next question is: do you have any siblings? And if so, were you separated from any of them due to your time in care?
I suppose I had a bit to do with it. I've got about six kids.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I do.
You do?
Yeah. I've got one brother, one sister.
One brother and one sister. And when you was placed into care, was you separated from your brother or sister?
Yeah, of course I was.
No problem. How old was you when you was first entered care?
I don't know.
No problem. Do you remember how you felt at the time when you first was placed into care?
I was nervous and scared.
No problem. Is there anything important about your childhood health, learning needs, vulnerability, or name history that should be recorded?
I wasn't very good at school, as I said, because I've got what you call it. Word blindness.
Word blindness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no worries. Right, now next is just the actual care placement chronology, which from looking at the records, what we've collected on yourself, Duncan, this is what we've been able to find. So your first care setting was Calder House at Blantyre at the location of 70 Bellevue Crescent, Bellshill. The admission was the 4th of the 12th, 1972, and you was there until the 5th of the 2nd, 1973, at age 14, placed there by South Lanarkshire. Is this correct?
For how long was I in there?
The register stated that you was there for little over 3 months.
Yeah.
And then you was then taken to Strathern Child's Home.
Mm-hmm.
And the approximate date for that we found was the 6th of the 2nd, so a day after following your discharge from Calder House, you was at Strathern Children's Home, age 14, until the dates of the 19th of the 3rd, 1973. And then we've got you was back at Calder House at Blantyre, but this time the Donovan House, and this was the 20th of the 3rd, 1973, up until the 11th of the 4th, 1973, age 14. We currently have an unconfirmed gap, and I was wondering if you possibly would be able to confirm to me, or if you're able to recollect what happened during this time. So, Following the 11th of of April 1973, there is a gap for little over a month, from the 12th of the 4th, 73 to 22nd of the 5th, 1973. By any, do you know if you can recollect where you was within that gap by any chance, Duncan?
Well, they took me through Stephen House because all went on. I ran away because I had too much freedom, if you know what I mean. I was institutionalized by that.
Yeah. So you believe that you went back to Strathen House for a second time?
Oh, that was due to, what happened was, whenever they got me, whenever I came back, right, the matron told me I would get whipped.
Mm.
And I told her, the house, the feeler in the house, next to the building in which I was in. And I told her, I says, you think so? I says, see that building now? I says, it'll be rubble by the time your man comes back to wherever he is. I think it was Wales. And I told one of my mates in there, and he says, why do we know make that right? We'll burn the fucking dun, you know?
Yeah, we'll come back to that shortly, but before we move on, Duncan, can I just finish asking about the placement, just so the timeline is clear? So, do you recall where you was during the time after Calder House at Donovan House, following the 11th of the 4th, 1973? Do you know where you was moved to before you went back to Calder House at 70 Bellevue Crescent?
Well, just Raven House and Calder House.
Okay, no problem, that's fine. And then we've got that you was finally released from Calder House in 1973, from the 12th of June.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, so now we're just going to go into a couple of questions now in regards to the institutions. I will end up repeating the questions due to the fact that it will be for each institution being Calder House, Strathen Children's Home, and then your entry at Calder House again. So it will be asked numerous times. So the first question in relation to the institutions, for the first institution being Calder House, could you please confirm the institution name, the location, the approximate dates and age, and who placed you there?
So what do you exactly want here? Do you want the dates? I can't give you the dates.
Yep, we do have the dates, so it's fine. We can move on to the next question. So what type of setting was called a house?
It was supposed to be an assessment centre.
In a few sentences, could you describe what ordinary day life was like at the assessment centre?
Well, you got up in the morning, you were doing it in the gym, first thing in the morning, around about 7 o'clock, I think. You spent an hour down there getting tortured.
Hold on 1 second. So when you describe that you spent an hour down there getting tortured, could you kindly explain the reasons of what made you feel that way?
Well, it's the training you got down there was you had to stand straight, right, and then fall forward, catch yourself with your arms. And your head was just about an inch off the ground, and you had to go one, then you wait it, then you say two, you ate it, three. And that was unbearable at the end of 10.
Won't be a second. Could you kindly, Duncan, explain what the accommodation was like? Was it hygienic? Was it clean? Was you given the amenities that was needed?
Oh, you had to clean the place, you know what I mean? We had to clean them. And it was spotless because we'd done it.
It had to be spotless. What was what was the food like at the house?
Well, for what you go to food, it was good because we didn't get fed that well.
Would you say, when you say you didn't get fed that well, would you say that you was refused three meals a day?
Oh, no, I wasn't refused. I mean, we always look forward to it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But whenever you went in to get your food and all that, you had to wait and hand saying, right, go. And you got a certain amount of time to eat that.
So you had a certain time to finish. Would there be any form of like punishment if you didn't finish in time?
You didn't get to eat it.
No.
So you had to eat it really fast.
No problem. Was you provided clothing when you went to call the house?
Yeah.
And would you say? Would you say the clothing was adequate and clean?
Yeah.
No problem. And how was you able to contact your family at any time during your stay at Call the House? No. And was that true to them just not allowing you to have contact?
Oh, they wouldn't allow you to have contact.
You wasn't allowed. No problem. So moving on to the next question, Duncan. How did the staff and other children genuinely treat you when you was there?
Well, the kids, you know what I mean? We always had a wee argument, now and again. But the staff were terrible.
Was there any specific rules put in place what would follow with any form of punishment?
We'd never have to scrub the floor with a toothbrush.
What would you have to scrub with a toothbrush?
The floor.
So when you was made to scrub the floor with your toothbrush, was this following anything that you'd done, being like breaking any rules what they'd ask, or is this just something what they wished for you to do?
If you've done things not to their standard, getting it up, then that's it.
No problem. Can you recall any of the specific rules that they did have in place?
Yeah.
Or could you just provide an example of one?
Basically, if you opened your mouth to your family, you would get punishment for that. I was drilling in the gym, like I said, whenever you're doing your training exercises, right? If you hit the floor, they bit you get whips in the back. When my family came up to see me, there was blood running down my back. Right?
Hold on 1 second. Let me catch up on the notes, Duncan. Sorry for this. So you recall seeing your family one time following being whipped on your back, which led you to bleed from your back?
Yeah, but I couldn't tell them anything because they watch every movement.
Was there any unsafe arrangements when you was there?
I don't know what you mean by that.
So when I say like unsafe arrangements, so it's like anything like in your accommodation, what you would have seen be deemed unsafe, like maybe like a broken bed or shattered windows, etc.
No.
The next question, Duncan, is did anything happen there that you now consider abuse, neglect, or harmful? And the types of abuse are as follows: either physical abuse, emotional abuse, neglect, or sexual abuse.
Well, as I said, in the gym, you get made to do things you wouldn't eat, but I can't explain.
No,
that was abuse. They were made to box. I'm not very good at boxing, seemingly.
Just hold on 1 second. So, looking back, would you say that you suffered any form of neglect, any emotional abuse, any physical abuse, any sexual abuse?
No sexual.
Okay, that's fine. Physical abuse?
Physical, yeah.
Yeah, emotional abuse?
Yeah.
Yeah, and would you, looking back, would you say that you suffered neglect as well?
Yeah, in a way.
In a way. Okay, no worries. So looking back, when you was a victim of physical abuse, who was involved or responsible for the abuse?
You know, I can't remember his name, but I know the way he taught you. He says, "This is for you coming back to prison."
Sorry, say that again.
This training you're getting is for you to go back to prison when you're older.
Are you able to remember the role of this individual? Any descriptions, what would be able to identify him, like any tattoos or scars?
A wee man with glasses.
He was a small man.
Yeah. And seemingly he used to be in the army as a sergeant major or something. Can't be sure on that. But
Could you please provide me, Duncan, with one a clear example of what happened when you suffered physical abuse? Where did it happen and when did it occur?
the gym hall.
Gym hall. What happened before you suffered the physical abuse?
What happened before?
Yeah.
I don't get you. I mean,
So, essentially, what I'm asking is, what are the events, what led up, to you suffering the physical abuse in the gym hall? So, what happened before?
this is every day.
This was every day.
Yeah.
So you gave an example previously about if you'd fall to the floor, you would be whipped onto your back until the point where it makes you bleed. Was there anything else that happened as well?
There were all sorts of freedom bits, you know what I mean? And they were all torture. Everyone. Like you had to lift your legs and you had to hold them up for a certain amount of time again. And then you lowered them, but you didn't let your feet touch the ground. And if you made a mistake ever, if you couldn't handle your, you know what I mean, your body,
Yeah.
you get a kicking for that as well.
The next question following this, Duncan, would you be able to give, it's the same question again. However, would you be able to provide one clear example of what happened when you suffered emotional abuse while she was in this care setting? So, where it happened and when did it occur?
I was doing their boxing. You know, I've
Did
never boxed in my
you
life, but
during boxing?
I get punched straight in the face and blood everywhere. That wasn't even pleasant. If you didn't follow the rules, you were in trouble.
Blood everywhere. So when you did boxing, was this something what you wanted to do as a sport, or was you forced
Oh,
in boxing?
yeah.
And did you voice your concern of not wanting to do any boxing?
That was pointless.
Hold on. What would you say would happen if you tried to voice your opinion and not wanting to do the boxing?
They just made you, if you know, they made you there.
Like, did they force you in any way? Like, maybe like physically force you, or possibly like belittle you into forcing you to do it?
I don't know, yes, I don't know that much. Shouting at you, bawling at you. I win one every day anyway.
No problem. How often did this happen?
Every day.
Did this change, or did it eventually end becoming worse?
It was just the same thing every day, running, running, running.
So you'd say it didn't change, nor became worse?
Yeah.
So when you was in Calder House for the first time, Duncan, what immediate effects did you experience?
Obviously I didn't like it. Remember, you went and sleep at night. You had two guards. Supposed to be a watchman, but... they would come around with a torch, big metal torch. And they'd come up to you and they'd go like that, and you sleeping, right? And then you weren't they? And they would slap you with this metal torch, make you get into the toilets, and stand there for about an hour in one place.
And they make you stand in the same place for an hour, did you say?
Yeah.
So this would this be following you saying that you wasn't asleep when they asked you if you were?
Yeah, if you weren't asleep, what you're doing.
No problem. The next question, Duncan, would be, did anyone witness what you experienced or know about what you experienced?
Well, they all seen it, you know what I mean? Because we're all going through it.
Sorry, say that again for me.
We were all going through it.
And when you mean we, I'm presuming you mean the other children.
Yep.
Did anyone?
I actually seen one fella. He was, you know, like we were up the stairs, the second floor. He wrapped a towel around his head and ran through the window. He escaped the place.
What happened following him escaping?
Well, if he came back, he would get a doing, put in the cell. And he wouldn't come back at all. We'd send the money in to my mother's place.
To his mother's place?
My mother, I don't know.
That's perfectly fine. One moment. So when you was in Calder House, did you tell anyone about the abuse you were suffering, or did you try and get the help?
You couldn't get help. And if you told your parents or whatever, you know what I mean? Oh.
What would happen if they found out that you told your parents anything?
Hey, you got doing?
get a doing. But so when you say get a doing, what would you describe getting a doing as?
Just getting roughed up, you know what I mean? And doing it in a gym hall again or something.
Yeah, that's fine. Did you ever personally tell anyone that you needed any help or anything like that?
No, because I had to stay there.
No. This may sound like a silly question, but you stated that you didn't ask for any help because you knew you had to stay there. Why didn't you ask for any help?
Because you were terrified of what was happening.
What was different at this placement compared to the others? So from your first time around at Calder House, what was different compared to your other placements?
Well, the other place was you had freedom, like, you know what I mean? And, but the minute you mentioned getting whipped and all that, it was a different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want the freedom, I wanted to go back.
You didn't want your freedom, you wanted to go back?
Because that's what I was used to whenever I put me out.
So where did you want to go back to?
Calder House.
And why was it why you wanted to go back to Calder House?
Because I was used to it. You know, I've been getting abused the way I was.
That's perfectly fine. Now, I will be going through those questions again, just for the different care setting. So for this one, it will be in relation to your time at Stratton's Children's Home. Do you remember the dates where you went to Stratton's Children's Home?
I couldn't tell you the dates.
That's fine. Can you remember how old you was when you went to Stratton Children's Home and who placed you?
I don't know.
That's fine.
I know Mr. Ramsey, he ran the Calder House Palio, so he might have recommended me there.
This would just be in relation to the care setting of Stratton Children's Home. So I will make note of that when we go back to Calder House. So what would you, in your own words, would you describe what type of setting Stratton's Children's Home was?
For the minute I moved in, didn't I like it, you know what I mean? Because I had too much freedom.
Stratton's Children's Home, was it like a residential school? Was it like a care home?
It was mainly, they looked after children, you know what I mean? It was a children's home. And there was a massive building. I actually didn't want to go back to Calder House. I wanted to get home.
Yeah, just hold on one moment. Do you remember how long you was there at Stratton's Children's Home, Duncan?
I was long.
No problem. In a few sentences, what was ordinary daily life like at Stratton's Children's Home?
You get up in the morning, you go to school, you back to school, and that was that. You just left on your own to do your own thing.
How did the staff and other children genuinely treat you whilst you was at Stratton Children's Home?
All right, apart from a couple of guys, you know.
And were the couple of guys staff members or were they children?
Children just thought it was something, you know. I mean, they ran the police kind of thing, they thought.
So it was the children who.
Yeah.
Do you remember if there were any specific rules, punishments, any isolation or unsafe arrangements at Stratton's Children's Home?
No, can't remember any.
During your time at Stratton's Children's Home, did anything happen to you there that you now consider abuse, neglect, or harmful?
Yeah, whenever I ran away, like, whenever I came back, as I said, she says that when a man came back through Wales, I was going to get whipped.
When a man came back from Wales, did you say?
Yeah.
Do you know who this man was?
No, never met him.
Sorry, say that again. Sorry, Duncan.
I never met him.
You never met them, so it was just like a deterrent, like a threat of just any man.
Seemingly that went on, you know what I mean?
Sorry about this, Duncan. So when you was at Stratton's Children's Home, looking back, was there anything that you now consider any form of sexual, physical, emotional abuse or any neglect you've suffered while being at Stratton's Children's Home?
No, there were no sexual abuse or anything like that.
There was. Was there any physical abuse?
No.
Any emotional abuse? That's fine. And would you say that you was neglected at any point during your time at Stratton's Children's Home?
I was threatened with the whip, which I had plenty of experience with that, so that didn't get in well.
You was threatened with a whip, and this was at Stratton's Children's Home, yeah.
Yeah.
Why was you threatened with a whip, if you don't mind me asking?
Because I ran away.
And what caused you to run away?
Well, I didn't like it though. As I said, I wanted to go home anyway. So.
That's fine, Duncan, don't worry. Could you remember who was involved when you was threatened with a whip following you running away?
The matron.
Say that again, sorry.
The matron.
The matron.
Yeah.
Do you remember his the name specifically at all?
well, I can't remember her name.
Could you give a brief description of what they look like in any way?
Not really, no.
Okay, that's fine. So when you ran away and you was threatened with the whip, do you remember where this was at all and when it occurred?
That occurred after I came back from running away.
Yeah.
See, that was her telling me, don't run away, you know what I mean?
Yeah. How often did the abuse occur at Strathland's Children's Home, and did it ever change or become worse?
Well, I think she said that I had a wee bird with one of my pals in there, and he set the place alight. So that was the end. He killed the house. We called the house. Stayed in hell. The police charged me with burning it down, which it wasn't me, it was my mate. So they sent me back to call the house again.
Hold on one minute. When you was in Strathland's Children Home, what immediate effects did you experience?
It's an old stone building, stone floored. It smelled terrible.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Did you see, notice any change in your sleeping pattern when you went to Strathland's Children's Home?
You know, I don't sleep well at all, and I
Yeah.
haven't ever since.
Did you ever experience any behavioural or school changes whilst at your time during Strathland's Children's Home?
I mean, he sent me to school, and as I said, I had verbal blindness, so I was just another. Didn't like it, really. There's only two women for people with blindness in these days.
There was only what, sorry?
There's nobody to help you in these days.
Then that being with them, any additional needs for school? Like there was no one to help in relation to your word blindness.
No help. That made school embarrassing, you
Yeah. Did anyone witness this, Duncan, or anyone experience anything similar?
I don't know. I mean, school children's problems, you know.
Yeah. So did you tell anyone, or try to get help in relation to this, and what response did you receive?
Well, I never asked for help because what it used to be in that way, you know.
What was different at this placement compared to the others at Strathern's Children's Home?
It was totally different.
In what way?
You had all your freedom, you know what I mean? You could go to school, come back. I was boring.
It was boring, did you say?
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine. So I'm going to have to ask you again the same questions, unfortunately, and it's in relation to your second time at Calder House. If you just give me one moment, just why I re-upload the document. Won't be a second. Just while I'm doing this, it will take me about 5 minutes or so. So if you'd like to take a moment just to get yourself a drink or anything like that, Duncan, you're perfectly fine to go and do so.
Yeah, it's okay.
No problem.
I just want to say
it won't be too long now. I do apologise, Duncan. Just the last one, the last curse setting, and then it's just a few more questions following that, and then we will be done. Right. I'm in a position now to carry on with the second placement of Calder House. So when you was sent to Calder House for the second time following your friend burning down the school, can you remember the dates when
I
you
can't
went?
Remember the date.
That's fine. Can you remember the location of Calder House and where you went to the second time round?
Where was Calder Road? Calder Road Day. Calder House, Calder Road, and High Blantyre.
In High Blantyre.
High Blantyre.
Would you just spell that for me, please, if that's okay? High Blantyre. Do you remember who placed you there?
I don't know.
That's fine. So, as again, I know it's a repeat. These are going to be repeated questions, and I do apologise. But what type of care setting was called the house?
An assessment centre.
And how long was you there for the second time?
No long.
Can you remember how many months at all?
No.
No. In a few sentences, what was your ordinary day life like returning for the second time at Calder House?
Just the same as before.
Was you treated any differently in any way as before?
No.
And how did the staff and other children treat you on your second time round?
Well, Mr. Ramsey, the guy.
Mr. Ramsey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says, you know what I mean? He stuck up for me, saying it wasn't him.
He stuck up for you?
Yeah.
Saying that it wasn't you who burnt the place down?
The guy who actually did this.
Yeah.
Placed in the same place as me.
That being called the house.
Yeah.
Was there any isolation when you was at called the house or any?
Yeah, I put me in a cell.
And what was the state of the cell like?
Padded.
Battered.
Padded cell.
Padded.
Yeah.
Sorry. Was it clean at all?
Oh.
On your second time around to Calder House, did you, looking back, did you consider anything you experienced to be sexual abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, or a form of neglect?
Physical abuse, isn't it?
Physical.
And mentally.
Who was involved or responsible in relation to the physical and mental abuse?
Was that what?
Who was involved or responsible for the physical and mental abuse that you suffered?
Them all. Everyone.
This being staff?
Yeah.
Do you remember any names, any roles of the staff as well?
No, you need to give me names, you know what I mean? Say them to me and I'll tell you.
Yeah.
There was a Mr. Peppers, I can remember.
You can remember what, sorry?
A Mr. Peppers.
Mr. Peppers.
Pepper.
Pepper.
Nah. With an A.
With an A.
F.
With an F.
Yeah.
Oh, Peppers.
Yeah.
Oh, I apologise for that, because I thought you said.
Sorry, don't mind.
Okay. Mr. Peppers.
He was a good nice fella.
Are you able to give a clear example of the physical and mental abuse and what you suffered? Just one of each.
If you've done anything wrong, as I said, you were doing in that gym. Like, they didn't like something you done, you know what I mean? That was it. You were either that or scrubbing the floor with a toothbrush.
And in regards to the mental abuse, can you provide one clear example of what happened?
Well, getting battered by a torch in there wasn't very good. I can't imagine I'm ever doing this with anybody else, but I go to.
You felt singled out.
Yeah.
Again, apologies for the repeated questions on this, Duncan, but how often did this happen? Over what time period, and did it change or become worse?
It was just the same thing over and over and over again.
What immediate effects did you experience? So was there any pain, injury, fear, shame, sleeping problems? Was there any sleeping problems, any bedwetting, running away, behaviour or school changes?
My least today was, like, you weren't allowed to go to the toilet at night. If you were caught doing that, you would be stoning again. Get battered with a torch. So what I used to do is piss in one of the blankets.
Yeah.
I've not been right. I've not been able to pee since that. You know what I mean? Since that place.
Sorry, could you say that again for me, Duncan?
I've not been able to go to the toilet because, you know what I mean? It's a blockage.
Yeah.
In my head.
So when you stated about urinating into the blankets, but did any of the staff ever find that find them? And if they did, what would follow?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember.
That's perfectly fine. Did anyone witness this, or know about it, or experience something similar?
Don't know.
That's fine. Did you tell anyone or try to get help?
No.
I know this is a silly question, and I'm sorry for this, Duncan. If not, why did you not ask for any help?
I would just end up mere bother, not otherwise.
And in relation to your second time at Call the House, what was different at this placement compared with the others?
I don't know. I don't know.
So there's only a couple more questions now, which should be more straightforward and not in relation to each individual care setting. So this is in relation to people involved, reporting and institutional knowledge. So across all the placements, Duncan, who were the main people responsible for the abuse that you suffered?
People in Call the House.
Could you please provide me with any recorded names, nicknames, roles, descriptions, or identifying details of the people at Call the House who were responsible for your abuse?
The wee guy with the glasses, I can't remember his name.
Is there any other descriptive feature, what you can remember of him?
Nah, I was...
Did he have any tattoos? Like, what kind of?
I have no clue.
What was his like? Hair like? Was it long? Was it curly?
I think it was short. I don't know. I think it might have been bald, but I can't remember.
That's fine.
I know it was a basketball, but I don't know.
Can you remember what his job role was?
I don't know what it was. Probably something to do with what we were doing.
Were there any, were other children affected, and did you witness abuse or harm to anyone else?
Oh, they all got it. Anybody that came in and went through it.
Can you recall any specific time where you witnessed another child being victim of abuse?
The only one I can really think so is the guy that wrapped a towel in his head, jumped through a window.
This was the second floor, wasn't it?
Pardon?
This happened on the second floor.
Yeah.
Why do you believe the staff or the institution knew about the abuse, what was occurring, or how they should have known what was happening?
Oh, you should have known.
And what reasons do you believe why they should have known?
Because I suppose other people complained about it. I don't know.
Were complaints discouraged?
Pardon?
Were complaints discouraged by the staff?
Oh, definitely.
Was any complaints ignored?
Was there any what ignored?
Any complaints?
I suppose all the complaints were ignored.
Yeah. And was anyone ever punished if they were to complain?
I suppose I was.
And can you recall any of the punishments you'd receive if you complained?
You get slapped and
Were you ever moved, threatened, or disbelieved when you went to the staff?
Actually, I've just ignored.
Fine. And have you ever reported the abuse to the police?
No.
To an inquiry? A
No, I
professional
don't.
or any authority?
No.
No, okay, that's fine. So this year, the following part is movement between placements and leaving care. So why did you move between the placements, and were the reasons explained?
Well, it was an assessment center, so they made up your mind where you went. And
And was you ever moved between the placements?
oh,
No.
I just went to what do you call it, Straven and back again.
Did they explain the reasons why you went from Strathern and back again?
Well, that was what was there for, you know what I mean? It was so they could place me somewhere.
So they
I
could.
knew that.
Did you ever run away, refuse to return, or ask to be moved?
I ran away.
And what happened when you ran away?
I slept my rot aloft. Now I've got chest infection, right? And
You had a chest infection.
I'm still got it. And I remember it was cold outside. And I slept in this old building up in the loft. There were rats running about the place at that time. I still refuse to get back to that.
You still refuse what, sorry?
To go back.
To go back. When and what age did you leave care?
I don't know.
Do you remember your circumstances upon leaving care?
I was happy. I was over the moon.
So now it's just going on the impact of your whole experience in care as a whole. So how did the experience affect you at the time?
I've got a nervous condition. I shake a lot.
Hold on one second. Did you say you faint a lot?
No, I shake.
Oh, shake, sorry. Yeah.
And that's been ever since I came out of there.
Do you have any confidence issues, any trust and safety issues, relationship or difficulties with your ability to speak up?
Everyone else.
How would you say it has affected your mental health, Duncan, including your anxiety, depression, trauma symptoms, any panic, flashbacks, nightmares, self-harm or suicidal thoughts?
I don't have suicidal thoughts.
You don't?
What? I don't know. Okay. But the rest of it is basically all harms.
For anything recent, all happens.
I don't sleep. Can't sleep.
So you can't sleep?
When I do sleep, I get into this kind of nightmare kind of thing where I start walking a bit.
So you sleepwalk as well?
Yeah. Depression, I'll get to tablets for that, but they don't seem to work.
So how has it affected your physical health?
I don't really know.
So that would be in relation to, like, as you mentioned as well, you can't sleep because obviously the sleep will be part of it. So I'll put that as well within this part of the questionnaire. But also, one moment. So, it affected your physical health being sleep, which obviously we just mentioned there. Any pain at all?
Pain?
Yeah, like any chronic pain that you've got or anything.
Aye, I've got two crushed discs in my spine, so it's not very good.
You've got two what, sorry?
Crushed discs in my spine.
And following your experience, your time in care, would you say it's affected your consumption of alcohol or substance use?
Yeah, well, I went to that and I started taking drugs and stuff.
And what drugs did you end up taking, if you don't mind me asking?
Painkillers.
Was it just
kind of give me a high, you know?
Anything to get you high. And any alcohol abuse?
Yeah. Fucking hell. I was an alcoholic, but yeah.
How long would you say you was an alcoholic for?
Oh. Since I was 14, I think.
So, following your time in care, how has it affected your relationships, parenting, friendships, intimacy, trust, or isolation?
I just keep myself to myself now, you know what I mean? It's,
So, you say that it's forced you to keep yourself isolated?
Mm.
And how would you say it affected your education life, your education, your work life, confidence, any opportunities, finances?
Or... Well, whenever I got a job and all that, I always missed them because I wasn't confident in myself.
Did it affect your housing or any day-to-day stability following you leaving care?
Does it what?
Did it affect your finances, housing or day-to-day stability?
Yeah, of course it does.
Are you able to give any examples of how it affected your day-to-day stability, housing and finances?
It just made you more depressed, didn't it, when you've not got any money. You just turn into a rut.
And you say that's due to obviously not being able to keep a job from due to your
Yeah.
issues. Are there any triggers for you? What takes you back to your time in care?
I don't even think about it any longer. I don't like it.
There any situations that you tend to avoid?
Well, one day it turns into a colder house, it turned into a, what do you call it, a children's home. And one of my girlfriend's daughters was in there. And I couldn't get into the building.
But it was in the children in the children's home that you was previously in, or do you just mean
Yeah.
a generic children's home?
No, that one.
Oh.
All the house.
And you wasn't able to go into the building, like you physically couldn't go in.
I couldn't get.
And the final question in relation to the impact of your time in care, what impact has this had on your life overall?
Oh, it's had a big impact on my life.
What do you think may have happened, may have been different if it had not happened?
Well, I would have had a job, I would have still been married. I would be at home with my kids when I'm.
So there's only a handful more questions left now, Duncan. It won't be too long until we finish the statement. So now it's just about support and treatment. So have you received any counselling, therapy, mental health, any addiction support, GP, hospital or other professional support?
Well, I'm in mind, you know. Have I heard of the charity Mind?
Yeah.
No, I'm in one of their buildings at the moment.
You're in one of the buildings at the moment. Have you been diagnosed with any relevant conditions, and have you been taking any related medication?
No.
No. Are you receiving support now?
Yeah. I think. Yeah, I'm just receiving support.
Would you say there was anything that delayed you in seeking help? Anything that made it difficult to do so?
I don't think there was any help out there.
So now it's just in relation to evidence and support and information. Are you aware of what records may support the statement? So that being care records, social work, school, medical, police, counselling, prison / probation records, benefits or any other records?
I don't know.
That's fine. Are there records of any injuries, running away, behaviour or school changes, self-harm, substance use, complaints, moves or family contact issues?
Oh, there'll be substance abuse, I don't know that much, but I don't know about any help for it.
Are there any letters, photographs, reports, inquiry evidence, apologies, decisions, or previous correspondence?
No.
Could any sibling, former residents, relatives, friend, partner, or professional provide a supporting statement?
I don't know.
That's fine. Are records missing or incomplete, and has any evidence, and has an evidence bundle already been obtained? So now, it's just two questions in relation to any previous claims, applications or payments. So Duncan, have you previously made any civil claims, criminal injuries claims, any other redress applications, complaints, police reports, inquiry statements or claim to any other scheme about this abuse incur?
No.
No. Did you receive any payment, apology, settlement or decision or sign any waiver / discharge?
No.
Okay, so today it's for the reasons for applying. So why are you applying for the Scottish Redress Scheme, and what would you like to come from telling your story, Duncan?
Oh, well, I'd like some kind of apology. I've always wanted at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
What would an acknowledgement mean to you?
They acknowledge what happened to me.
Yeah, what would it mean to you?
It would make me feel a bit better.
Is there anything else you want Redress Scotland to understand about what happened or the harm you have lived with?
Well, this must have happened to a lot of people. And I hope it proved to themselves.
And you hope they improve themselves?
No, I hope they're proud of themselves. But what they put all these families through.
So we're coming to the conclusion of the witness statement now, Duncan. I just need to ask for yourself, just to check on your wellness. So is there anything important that we've not covered or wording that you want handled carefully?
No, I'm okay.
How are you feeling after discussing your time in care today? And do you feel safe to end the call?
Yeah, well, do you know what I mean? It's brought a lot of things back. In a hard interview.
I do apologize if the phone call is being distressing in any
Oh,
way.
no, it's not your problem. You've got his ear.
Is there anyone you can contact for support today, Duncan? And would you like any supporting services details of what we could provide you today?
No, I'm okay.
And finally, have the next steps been explained to you, Duncan?
I don't know what happens next.
What's going to happen next, Duncan? Because this is now the conclusion of the witness statement today. What's going to happen is that I'm now going to go in the background and I'm going to type up your witness statement, and I will then corroborate any supporting evidence that we've received in relation to your childcare records and also in relation to your GP records that can help support what you have stated here today. Once this has been drafted, I will send you a copy of the witness statement in order for you to sign, and you signing it means that the information that is you have read is correct and accurate and to your detailed time during care. Once we have received your signature back up on the bottom of the witness statement, we will then provide it with to Scottish Redress. Scottish Redress will, with yourself and with your age being at 68 years young, what will happen is that you'll be labelled as a high priority. So we'll be expecting that we will receive the acknowledgement from Scottish Redress themselves. Obviously, due to the negligence of controlling your care during your time as a child, and also any awarding compensation, what they deem fit for your application will also be awarded to yourself. You may need to join a WhatsApp call in the future with my operations manager as well as our solicitor here at MMA. This will literally just be to confirm your identity. So it will just be a video call where you'd need to just show have your camera on and then just show your ID as well as obviously yourself being in the physical photo. And then once that's happened, everything will be verified and sent off to Scottish Redress, and we'd hope to have a response between 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, no worries. So that concludes our witness statement today, Duncan. Obviously, I just want to say thank you very much for your time, and I appreciate you being able to share your story with me today. Are you sure there's no support in services that you need or anyone that you'd wish to speak to following this statement?
No, I'm okay.
Are you going to be okay once the phone call's concluded? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Well, thank you again, Duncan. And like I said, I'll start to draft this witness statement up in the background now, and you'll more than likely get an email in the next 1 or 2 days with the drafted witness statement bundle just for you to sign. Okay?
Nice.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you very much for your time, Duncan.
Thank
And I
you.
hope you have a lovely day.
Same here.
Cheers. Bye.